hemorrhoids can be a real pain in the butt, causing anal itching and burning and irritation. Get fast relief with all-natural, doctor-developed and tested Anacool. Buy Anacool, A-N-A-C-O-O-L, on Amazon right now and save 15% with code WABC2024.
This is the Judge Jeanine Show. Now, here's Judge Jeanine Pirro.
Welcome back to the Judge Jeanine Tunnel to Towers Foundation Show. Joining us is a good friend, a brilliant guy. He is a senior communications advisor, or was, to the Senate Judiciary and Senator Grassley. And here's the bottom line. He was a key player in big moments in Washington in the criminal investigation and the Supreme Court nominations. Of course, you've heard him before. His name is Garrett Ventry. He is now the founder of GRV. I guess that goes for Garrett Ventry Strategies. Good morning, Garrett. Thanks so much for joining us on this Sunday morning. I couldn't wait to talk to you about some of the issues that I think are so important going on in the country right now. I mentioned some of this in the opening statement, Garrett, but right now, college universities seem to be breeding grounds for anti-Semitism. And unfortunately, what we've got are college universities being forced to admit that they've got these policies against Jewish students that are causing these students to be frightened. What can be done with these colleges? And I want to talk specifically about Columbia University.
Yes, absolutely, Judge. And thanks for having me on. I always love being on the program with you.
Thank you.
You're one of the best. No, I think this is right here. You've seen this greater trend here. And we saw this with the first college hearing that the House Labor and Education Workforce Committee did, when Elise Stefanik drilled down and asked a very simple question to Harvard, to Penn, to MIT, which was, does the calls for genocide of Jewish students on your campuses violate the code of conduct? And they said it depended on the context. Think about how ridiculous that is. It depends on the context, calling for extinguishing Jewish students. It's absolutely ridiculous. And now we're seeing it on Columbia here as well, where you're seeing these large protests where they're getting violent too, and they're spreading hate towards Jewish students. And the university president is essentially standing by and doing nothing to protect these students.
Well, one of the things that the president said or wouldn't say is she wouldn't say that From the River to the Sea is anti-Semitic. I mean, she's not stupid. She knows what that means. And yet, you know, we're accepting that she's going to take care of Jewish students. I mean, how do we stop this, Garrett?
Well, I think you need to fire all these people, number one, and you need to threaten to withhold, obviously, federal funding from these universities as well. And there's also a case for maybe even seizing their endowments if they're going to have this anti-American, anti-Israel type
rhetoric. How do you do that? I love that idea.
Well, I think you could really do it. I mean, unfortunately, Joe Biden would never do it from the federal government if President Trump, when President Trump wins again in November and January, you could seize their endowments until they essentially want to act here. You're talking about this is something they've built up from their investors, from donors and federal funding as well. And so I think that would be one way of doing it. But there should be a threat here to say, listen, it's okay to have diverse opinions. If people want to, rally for the things that they care about, that's fine. But this has gone overboard from free speech to hate and targeting Jewish students, where there was an email sent out from a rabbi in Columbia that said that Jewish students are not safe on campus. Think about that. They are not safe on campus and they should not go to campus. That is what they're being told right now. That's absolutely ridiculous here in the United States of America that we're dealing with this year.
Well, you know what? Go ahead, Garrett.
No, go ahead, Judge.
Well, it just reminds me of pre-World War II in Europe, Garrett Ventry. But by creating these hotbeds of support for terrorism, it's not just the university sitting quietly by. There are professors, and I think one in particular who is a tenured professor at Columbia said, "I'm with Hamas, Hezbollah, and Islamic Jihad." I mean, that not only is anti-Semitism, that is, I'm for killing Jews. No, how do you get rid of the tenured professors, Garrett?
Exactly. And so, what we're talking about here is, you saw this again at the when she testified, and Elise Stefanik again did a great job being like, has that professor been removed? And she finally fired that professor when she was, you know, questioned under oath. But that should have never been a question here. And so you're capitulating again. This has become, this is no longer pro-Palestinian, I say that in quotes, protest. It's become pro-Hamas protest, where they are spewing and echoing the lies of this terrorist group that killed women, that killed children, and held women and children and families hostage. And is still doing it right now as we speak. That's
well, you know what, right, Garrett Ventry? I wonder how many of those hostages are even alive. And you know what? There were how many Americans were killed on October 7th? I mean, how many Americans are held hostage? I mean, I'm not sure the number, but there are Americans in there. And yet, you know, Joe Biden doesn't seem to be moved by any of this at all. Although, you know, he says that he is on the side of Israel. And I guess, and I'm going to speak to Colonel David Hunt about this, about the military assistance we've given. But I want to move to another issue, Garrett. You know, there recently was a bill in Congress to deport illegals, people here illegally, who assault police officers. Are you familiar with that legislation?
I am. I believe Jeff Van Drew, actually from New Jersey, introduced it. Yes.
Yeah. And I get, my understanding is Senator Cruz said this morning that all the Democrats voted it down.
No, it's absolutely remarkable here. Again, if it's sending money to Ukraine, if it is, you know, any kind of liberal pet project here that doesn't have to do with protecting American, the American border, the American worker, or our police who are protecting us here against some of these violent criminals, many of whom are migrants that have come here illegally and are causing chaos in New York City, as you know, both where, you know, a few miles from both where you and I work in New York City. Mm-hmm. And so it's absolutely insane here. You have Democrats going on the record saying, we do not want to deport violent migrants, not just regular migrants, not just people who came here, you know, and there's a debate about that. Obviously, I have strong views on that, too, that no one should be coming here illegally. But we're not even talking about the moderate view here, where it's like, oh, maybe some of them come in, you know, we find a pathway, whatever. You're talking about violent criminals committing crime and assaulting our police officers they don't want to deport. That's how radical the Democrats have become. And I don't know who the constituency is for this stuff, Judge. It's absolutely ridiculous. New York City is a predominantly Democrat city. My Democrat friends, your Democrat friends, do not want to be assaulted while walking down the street by migrants.
Yeah, crazy.
Hemorrhoids can be a real pain in the butt, causing anal itching and burning and irritation. Get fast relief with all-natural, doctor-developed and tested Anacool by Anacool, A-N-A-C-O-O-L, on Amazon right now and save 15% with code WABC2024.
Hi, it's Lou Dobbs for Priority Gold, America's precious metals dealer. These are volatile times with high inflation, soaring debt, wars on multiple continents, and rising financial stress. Central banks are buying gold to diversify their reserves, so are many Americans. Call Priority Gold and find out how precious metals can help you diversify your portfolio. They're highly rated and happy to help. Call 1-866-303-6357 or get a free gold guide at PriorityGoldGuide.com. That's PriorityGoldGuide.com.
Hi, it's Ernie Anastas. You know, your thoughts can affect how you feel, and how you feel can impact your thoughts. Addressing your mind and body connection is the key to improving your overall wellness. Bergen Newbridge Medical Center is the largest hospital in New Jersey, providing comprehensive, equitable, compassionate, and high-quality emergency inpatient and outpatient medical care, plus mental health services and substance use disorder treatment. The Bergen Newbridge team can address your total health needs in one convenient location. Call 201-225-7130. For an appointment or newbridgehealth.org.
I want to ask you one last question, Garrett Ventry. We love having you on. Kennedy family members this week rallied behind Joe Biden in what was such a stinging assault against Robert Kennedy Jr., who's running as an independent. What is that all about?
I mean, I think really what it is real quick to wrap this up, is that you have them fearing that RFK Jr. is taking votes from Joe Biden and not Donald Trump, and that's what's happening right now. Donald Trump is crushing Joe Biden in a landslide, and they need those votes from RFK Jr. not to be peeled away from Joe Biden. The problem is that voters do not like Joe Biden, no matter what the Kennedy family says. And I can tell you this, we saw this with the Clintons, we saw this with the Bushes, we saw this with now the Kennedys. They are not going to pick the next American president.
All right, we got you. Garrett Ventry, thanks so much for being with us. And up here next on the Tunnel to Towers Foundation, I'll be speaking with Colonel David Hunt.
Hemorrhoids can be a real pain in the butt, causing anal itching and burning and irritation. Get fast relief with all-natural, doctor-developed and tested Anacool. Buy Anacool, A-N-A-C-O-O-L, on Amazon right now and save 15% with code WABC2024.